Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. And that means that our good friend Craig Peterson is going to join us. We talk a little bit about tech and staying safe online and why certain things are in your inbox and why, well, some things are not in your inbox. And I these are things I need to know. Craig, welcome, my friend.
Helps if I unmute myself. Hey, glad to be here.
It is good to have you here. It really is. First of all, I will tell you, I do believe that I stayed safe in the Middle East online. I don't find anything bad happening or compromised, so I followed as many of your directions and instructions as possible. So I think I'm okay on that. I'm trying to figure out with your latest email, what the hell Google thinks it's doing, telling me what I should and should not read in my email.
Oh, this is absolutely crazy. Here's what happened. A group got together and did a test on Google and whether or not it would deliver email. Because, you know, there's been kind of rumors about maybe Google being kind of leftish and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So what they did is they sent out emails that were fundraisers for Act Blue. Now, I don't want you to get confused, because we all know that red is communist, socialist, Democrat,
right,
and blue. Oh, wait a minute. They managed to reverse it on us. What else is new? Very Orwellian. But they sent out emails pretending to be raising money for Act Blue. So they included in there links to Act Blue for donations. And then they sent out emails that were giving to, you know, donating to a conservative organization on the other side. Mm-hmm. And these emails went to Google accounts that had been set up and had been in use for quite a while. And the idea was, well, you know, they should get through at more or less the same rate, right? The Democrat fundraisers and the Republican fundraisers. Right. But it turned out that for some reason, the GOP fundraisers were not being delivered. At least most of them weren't. And that almost every one of the Democrat fundraising emails did make it through.
Now, Craig, are you casting aspersions in the direction of the Google poobahs?
Yeah, I think there might be a little bit of something going on here. A similar study was done. Now, this wasn't on email, but it was done in Orange County, California, mm-hmm. which is a fairly strong Republican area.
Right.
And so what they did there is during the election, the lead up to the election, they did specific searches on Google for information about the candidates. And again, Google showed information. It was about, if I recall, 90% more in favor of the Democrat candidates than the Republican candidates.
Okay.
And so they recorded all that. They took screenshots and everything. And, of course, none of this has gone anywhere. Although, and I think maybe with President Trump, there might be a little bit more looking over the shoulder.
Yes.
But here's something else I want to point out here, and this, I don't want to get complicated. There was about 2 weeks ago yet another study. When we're talking about these types of filters that Google has on email to try and figure out, is it spam? Is it phishing email? Is it legitimate? When they have those types of filters, they are either programmed by, you know, a little guy in a basement wearing his pajamas,
right.
or nowadays, they're often done by AI. So the study was, they took one AI and they fed it information about how much this AI loved owls. I mean, loved owls.
Hmm.
And then they took a second AI, and that AI, they asked it, well, what's your favorite animal? And it would come up with, you know, squirrel and moose and various other things. Pretty normal, what you might expect. Then they asked AI number one, the one that loves owls, they asked it to train AI number two in a subject that had nothing to do with animals at all, nothing at all. What was interesting was they asked AI number two, what's your favorite animal? And what did it say? It said owls. But there was never any mention of owls between these two AIs as one AI was trying to program the other. So we all have built-in, you know, filters, what we think is important, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're finding out that even AIs are able to somehow pick up on some of these biases. So I don't know. Was this a programmer in a basement somewhere writing code that really favored Democrats over Republicans? Or is this an AI that had somehow been picked up on this whole favor the Democrats thing? It's interesting because bottom line, Jeff, we don't know how AIs come up with the answers they do. It's somewhat randomized. It's just looking at a whole bunch of data and trying to find patterns. But this is a real problem because Google keeps getting caught on suppressing GOP messaging, suppressing GOP fundraisers, and promoting Democrat messaging. Isn't that something?
Wow. Now, do we get to a point, and before we even get there, let me remind everybody, you should be signed up for Craig's newsletter each and every week, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. Craig, you are using science and analysis and professional standards, and that means that you are going to be described as a crazy person who has bought into some sort of conspiracy theory that Google is just against the rest of us, but man, sometimes you just have to unwrap the tinfoil and say, no, I wasn't crazy. They really are biased.
Yeah, they are. And this becomes a problem. Now, when we're talking about businesses, right? I have a lot of small businesses as clients, and we do a lot of email work for them. I've been doing email work since 91, since it was legal to do business on the internet.
Oh.
So I've been very involved in that. And what we're seeing now is that small businesses are getting hurt badly by these same types of filters that Google has. And Google is very heavily promoting and allowing through emails from the big guys online, you know, like Amazon, which just happens to give Google a lot of money,
yep.
or Apple, which gives billions literally to Google. Those messages get through, but your 5, 25, 100-person company for some reason, those messages don't make it through as easily. And there's a number of reasons for that. And so I've been working really hard, digging through all of our records here, combing through all of these logs to figure out some of those reasons and helping our clients with delivery. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing favoritism towards advertisers as well.
Wow. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, there is a part of me that says, Craig, hey, Google is, it's a business in and of itself. It's a private entity. It can do things and say to you, look, Mr. Peterson, you got some small businesses, and if you want better exposure, you got to pay. And then there's a part of me, and this is the part I'm not always comfortable with, and you and I think alike on this, is Google more of a public utility? Is it like the, I don't know, the water company or the electric company saying, yeah, we're going to have water available for restaurants, but only those that are serving hamburgers?
Right. Well, according to the law, they are like a public utility. Okay. And there's been some back and forth in the FCC over the years. And it's been changing now because we have a new FCC commissioner who's in charge. And that is a real problem, because if they are a public utility, they're not supposed to be editing. They're not supposed to be censoring. Right. And because if they're censoring now, they fall into a publisher's category. So things like slander, they can be sued for, things that are said even by people on their platform. But the problem is the federal government has just looked the other way. They say, okay, we're going to treat you like utility. We're going to hold you harmless for anything anybody says or posts on your website or any results that you come up with. And yet at the same time, they're doing this type of filtering and therefore, frankly, changing their legal status. Mm-hmm. And the federal government has to step in.
Yeah, they do. That's that whole section 230. That you're talking about. That's a bizarre one. Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Remind everybody, best way to get signed up and follow you. And, I almost forgot to ask, any webinars that you're thinking about in the near future?
Yeah, we are going to be doing one on email here in probably early October. And then mid-September, we're doing another webinar. And this webinar is on privacy and getting rid of a lot of the stuff that Microsoft puts in your computer to spy on you and make it easier for hackers to get your bank information. So we'll be doing that. I think it's scheduled for the 17th of September. But if you're on my email list, we'll let you know.
Okay. And how do we get on your email list?
Oh, details. Yeah, CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com right there in the homepage. And this week as well in there, I've got a really great study about AI. Is it really coming for your job? So it lists 40 jobs that are pretty much AI-proof and another 40 that are going bye-bye pretty quick. CraigPeterson.com.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to talk about that, but I got an email from my robot overlord telling me not to address it, so I'm just moving on, and hope they don't eat my brains later on tonight. All right, Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Make sure you're signed up for that email list with him, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.